We're up to the Chavta Samaral. We're in the middle of the question if you can use raw beets or not. So Gemara says, another Teretz, I'm going to say, you're not going to make an Erev with raw beets, because the Chizda said, raw beets kills a live person. We see the people eat and don't die. Over there, speak where it's not fully cooked, so they don't die. The Chizda said, a tafshel of spinach is good for the heart, good for the eyes, and avada for the stomach. Abai said, dafke, if it's on the pot, and the pot is cooking so well that it makes a tuk-tuk sound. Rava said, I'm like Benazah, B'shuka Torah, because Benazah was very wise, and Rava felt very good that day, that he felt very confident he can answer questions. So he said, this Rabbanan said to Rava, apples, how much? He said, can you make an air with apples? So the one says, no. We learned all food is with starved to pass the body like a half a pras, a half a meal. And how much is that? Two meals for an air and a chabeya to be matamat of a seichlam. So the one says, what's the question? If you're going to say, because it says all foods, and these are edible, Rav Yochan said, you can't learn from a rule, even when it says chabeya chutz. Elamav, it says, this is an Erev. And the chabeya, l'tamatum seichlam. And these are also l'tamatum seichlam. How much? Rav Nachman said, apples with a kav. Question of Shimon also said, a shminis, an eighth tav and spice, a litra, an eighth of a liter of vegetables, and 10 walnuts, 5 peaches, 2 pomegranates, 1 essig. And Gursu Badar is the name of Nashia Bashkov, the name of Rav, so too we pass them for Erev. And these, let them also be like peaches. So these are chash, these are not chash. Rabbi Yosef said, it should be Moichor Nashia Bashkov. I said this on the Mishnah. He said in the Brice, the Mishnah says, you don't give less than ani in the silo, even though he has a lot of aniim coming, not less than a half a kav wheat, a kav of barley. The man says a half a kav sarin, a kav and a half of kusman, spelt, and a kav of grapes. Or a portion of dried figs. So Kiva says, a meal portion and a chatzi lug for wine. Kiva says revius, and revius oil. Kiva says an eighth, and all the other fruit. Abishol said as long as you can sell and buy within two meals. And after the same halacha is for erev. So why is this better than this? If you can say because he mentions in the Mishnah he mentions words tavlin and tavlin are not edible. It says here he mentions wheat and barley, which is also not edible. And am I because it says chatzi lug yain, and Rav says you're allowed to make an erev of two revias of wine. Since we need that much, so we see when did Rav say an erev on this Mishnah Shmamina. Tana said Moshe Shteisus for erev. Revias want to say it till there's a suda from this and a suda from this. Rav said even half a third and a quarter. We learned in the Brice that Rav said you make an erev with two revias of wine. Do we need that much? Rav Shimon also said wine enough to eat with it, vinegar enough to dip in it. Olives and onions enough to eat within two meals. So once it's over there, it's cooked wine, which you dip with it. The Tana said, chayim is vinegar to dip in it. Gidl said, in Rav, enough to dip in a meal of two sudas of vegetables. Some say, Gidl said, in the name of Rav, a vegetable that gets eaten in two meals. Tana said, zaysim, some olives and onions enough to eat two meals. Onions, can you make an air? Rav Shimon also said, one time Rav Meir was in the city of Ardiska, and one person came to him and said, I made an air with onions from the city of Tivon, and it was more than $2,000. Rabbi said, you have to stay in your 4 hours. Well, it depends. If you use the leaves, cannot use it. If you use the mothers, it's okay. Because rice, if he ate onions, he woke up the next morning and died, you don't say, why did he die? Shmuz Adafka, the leaves, but the mothers, no problem. Even the leaves, we didn't say, only where there is no Anamid Beis, it didn't grow the size of a handspan. But if it grew the size of a handspan, it's no problem. The Prophet said, Dafka, if you didn't drink beer. But if you drank beer, it's no problem, the beer protects it. Chum learned the person should not eat onion because there's a snake in it. So Rav Chanina ate a half an onion and a half a snake, and he got sick, and he was ready to, it was almost dying, and his friends davened for him he should live because they needed him to give share. Rav Zeta said, name Shmuel, beer, you can make an air with it, and passes the mikvah, it's considered water. Three look. Rav Kana said, why is this different than paint water? They said, Nate Seva passes the mikveh with three lug. So he said, over there it's called paint water. Here it's called beer. Hamch could make an Erev. Rav Achavarei, the Rav Yosef said, the name of Rav Yosef, you need two revias enough beer. I said, whoever takes out wine is enough to pour water, into enough raw wine, which you pour three times much water. And we're not condemning Zigas Kaif Siafa, which is 1 to 3. Because Kaishab Rach has to be 1 to 3, 1 to 4. Like this, when you pour it together, it'll be 1/4. Like Rav said, any wine that's not 1 to 3 water is not considered wine. And we said in the Sefer, and all the other liquids are revias, and all the things that gets poured out is revias. So since over there it's 1 to 4, here too it's 1 to 4. And the one says it's not this way, because over there it's more than, it's less than, it's because less than this is not considered chasha. But here, that are not. Why? Because a person could drink one cup in the morning and one cup in the afternoon, and he's saying mechanet. How many dates? Rebbe says, tomorrow is a kav. Rebbe says, what it knows, it says, if he ate a fig, and he paid dates, he ate a dried fig, and he ate paid dates, tovel bracha. What is it? Is it because he paid the same amount of money? Who cares? Why tovel bracha? He ate a zuz, and he gave back a zuz. And am I, because of the measurement he ate. So you see that dates is worth more. And it says tovel bracha, so we see tomorrow is better. So the Gemara says, no, lo ilam, he ate a zuz, and he paid back a zuz. Tovel bracha, because he ate something which people don't jump to buy, and he's paying back something which you buy more. Tomorrow you buy more. Shtita, which is a roasted wheat with honey in it, and Rav Acha Pinchas says two shargushi, which is two spoonfuls, kisani of roasted wheat is good for the heart, and it takes, the kisani. Abai said two buni de pompadisa, two measurements of pompadisa. Abai said, my mother said, this kisani, this roasted wheat, is good for the heart and is mevatel machshavah and daigus. Abai said, my mother said, someone who has a weakness of his heart should bring meat of the thigh, the right thigh of a ram, and should bring the dung of something that was grazed in Nisan. If they don't have that, let him bring the thorns of an arava tree, burn it, eat it, drink after it wine. That's mazuk, and you'll be good. Rebbe said, "Name Shmuel, whatever is a side dish is enough to eat. Was enough to eat from the side dish. Whoever is not a side dish is enough to eat from it, not to dip in. Raw meat is enough to eat from it because it's not a side dish. Roasted in mechalek, as Rebbe says, to eat in it, which is a side dish. Rebbe says enough to eat from it. Rebbe said, how do I know this? Because these Persians, they would eat tavhaki, this slices without bread. So you see that it's not considered a side dish." Abai said, the Persians are right. The Alma said, let the Mishnah big danim for the poor people, big dashirim for the rich people, three tefachim on three fingers, but big dashirim for the poor people not. And if you can say they go each place to chumra, we said, Reb Shimon also said, you're allowed to make an error for a sick person or for an old person, enough for his food. And the Rafsan, for someone who's a freser, average meal of every person. So they go, what is this, Akasha? We'll continue this Gemara tomorrow. This is the end of Daf Chof Tes.